China has stopped placing children outside the country for adoption. This marks the end of an era. For decades, Americans and people from other countries adopted Chinese kids, most of them girls, deemed unwanted, often abandoned. But a lot has changed since the program accelerated in the 1990s. As we're going to hear, people have many perspectives on this program and its end. One of those perspectives is of American families who've been waiting for years to complete their adoptions. NPR's Juliana Kim reports.
Lori Carey from Birmingham, Alabama, used to admire videos of the little boy she was set to adopt from China. The video showed him saying Mama and Baba while looking at photos of her family. But this past week, she faced the painful reality that she may never hear those words from him in person.
There's anger because for 4.5 years, we were told to be patient, and we were, and then it still ended this way.
Carey and her husband, who's half Chinese, were matched with a 3-year-old boy back in July of 2020. They expected delays given the COVID pandemic, but not a full stop to China's international adoptions program. The Chinese government says the policy change will apply to both current and future adoptions. The only exception will be for families who are adopting the children or stepchildren of blood relatives in China. Ryan Hanlon is the president of the National Council for Adoption based in the U.S. He says adoption agencies are scrambling.
They're disappointed at the news, and they've got to make really difficult phone calls and video conference meetings and emails with the clients they serve to share this hard news while not having enough information themselves.
China's foreign ministry didn't say why the program was ending. Over the years, international adoptions have been declining, while the country puts more of an emphasis on domestic adoptions. Attitudes toward overseas adoptions have also changed. Many have raised ethical and cultural concerns and the toll they can have on adoptees. China started its program more than 3 decades ago during its strict one-child policy. That forced many families to put their children up for adoption. Today, married couples are allowed to have up to 3 children. But Hanlon says there's still over 159,000 orphans in China.
The adoptions that were happening to the U.S. were older children and children with medical special needs.
Hanlon says his biggest concern is how China will address the needs of orphans previously cared for through international adoptions.
If China had come out with an announcement and said, we're not doing international adoptions because we can place all these children domestically, that would be something to celebrate. But that's not what happened here.
Carey from Alabama plans to adopt a child in foster care here in the U.S. But she says if given the opportunity to also bring home her adoptive son from China, she would say yes in a heartbeat. Juliana Kim, NPR News.